It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Shapp, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And by Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Shapp.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Shapp. It's the middle of the summer. I know it's hot out there, and at times it might be difficult to get out and play some golf. Well, if you want to look for some cool places to play the game, you will have to travel a little bit. But if you budget properly, these trips can be affordable. Look at the West Coast, for instance, the Monterey Peninsula. Take you a trip to Pebble. You've got several courses to choose from out there. You got Spanish Bay, you've got Spyglass, Pebble Beach, Monterey Country Club. Several courses you could play. You can go on up the road to Bandon in the state of Oregon. Bandon Dunes, courses all around there. If you want to go across the pond, as they call it, go to Scotland. Play some of the courses over there. Last summer, I took a trip to Scotland and played some fantastic golf courses. The Old Course, Carnoustie, and the Jubilee Course. If you are a regular listener to this podcast, you've heard interviews from Stuart McComb of Cabot Highlands. They've got the 18-hole Castle Stewart course in Inverness, Scotland. That's on the north side of Scotland. They are building another 18 holes. It's going to be Old Petty, but that won't open until 2026. You also have several courses on either side of Scotland that go right up to the sea, and those are always fun to play. It's a different type of golf when you're playing links golf, but believe me, the weather is so much better over there. You avoid the heat and everything that is going on right now in the central U.S. Coming up on this edition of From the Short Grass, back in April, when I was at the Invited Celebrity Classic down at Las Colinas Country Club in Dallas, Texas, I had a chance to sit down with Robbie Gould. You might think, who is Robbie Gould? Well, if you're a fan of NFL football, you know exactly who he is. When he retired, he was the 10th all-time leading scorer in NFL history. Yes, the place kicker, who played for the Chicago Bears, the New York Giants, and the San Francisco 49ers, sat down and spent some time with me to talk golf, football, and life after football as well. Trying to manage his daily routine of getting his kids to their activities, Robbie is a guy that I think if he dedicated a little more time to the game, he might be able to really play some good golf. Of course, wouldn't everybody be able to play some good golf if you were able to dedicate a little more time to it? I tend to think so. Robbie Gould is coming up after the break. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. If you need an overnight place to stay anywhere in the state of Arkansas, make sure you go online to bphotels.com, find one of their properties that's close to where you need. Believe me, if it's a little bit more of a drive for you, it's worth it. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, they have great hotel properties all across the state of Arkansas. I'm back with Robbie Gould after this. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassi 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Robbie Gould from Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, an American former professional football player who was a kicker for 18 seasons in the National Football League with the Chicago Bears, the New York Giants, and the San Francisco 49ers. He played his collegiate ball at Penn State for the Nittany Lions. He was originally signed by the New England Patriots as an undrafted free agent in 2005, but he played with the Bears from 05 to 15, earning first-team All-Pro and All-Pro Bowl honors in 2006, and he became the franchise's all-time leading scorer. Robbie is the ninth most accurate place kicker in NFL history and never missed a field goal or an extra point attempt in the postseason. He finished his career as the 10th all-time leading scorer in NFL history. I hope you enjoy my sit-down with Robbie Gould. On the tee, Robbie Gould.
Robbie, thanks for joining me on From the Shortgrass. When did you first pick up a golf club and just fall in love with this game?
16 years old. I grew up in a small town of Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. So there was a small country club there. I remember working at the country club as a bag boy, cleaning clubs, picking the range. And then, when we were little, we'd just get dropped off at 8 in the morning, get picked up at 8 at night, and spend the whole day at the country club.
So you're doing the dirty work.
Always. It was cleaning carts, cleaning clubs, running errands, picking the range. We always rock, paper, scissors, so you'd have to pick the range. That was the worst because we had to hand pick it. It's such a cool sport because you can play it anywhere. You can play it at any age. Like, the tees are set up for any golf course, so you can really play at any age. You can play till you're 80 if you really wanted to. So now they have family tees for the kids to play. It's kind of a unique game to be able to play from, 5 years old to even 2 years old, maybe, when you're putting on the putting green. So, for me, it was just awesome to be able to introduce it to my kids, but I wish I would have started earlier.
Were you self-taught, or did you have some instruction?
We did a little bit of instruction, but we didn't do a lot of lessons. And then when I got to the NFL, I remember being on the hole one of a golf course there with two of my teammates, single, had nothing going on. So I was like, you know what? The heck with it. I'm going to join the club. So I joined the club, and that's all I did. I just went to the range, played as many holes as I could play at any given point in a day. And then fell in love with the game and went from like an 18 handicap. I was the worst golfer in my groups at these pro-ams. I'm like, this can't work for me. And turned it into having a lot of fun and being at an event like the Invited Celebrity Classic.
What's it like coming to events like this where you're able to play with guys that have won majors,
yeah.
that are really good at their craft? And I mean, you were good at your craft as well in the NFL for so long.
Well, I think the first thing is this like a family reunion for us, right, as celebrities, because there's about 5 or 6 of these events that we play in. Then we play in some smaller individual events. But it's fun to be able to catch up with a lot of the celebrities that you see throughout the year and see how they're doing from month to month and maybe bi-monthly. And then you go out here and watch these guys on the Champions Tour smacking the ball around, how pure their game is and, how tight their misses are and really talking to them about stories from the PGA Tour when they played and kind of what's going on in the Champions Tour. And as a golf nut, I love those stories. I live for those stories. So, it's a unique opportunity in the pro-ams for people to come in and be inside the ropes. That doesn't happen that frequently, right? So to have the ability to do that and hear the stories from celebrities and hear the stories from the Champions Tour players, this event has become a very special event on the calendar every year, and we make sure we circle it for the week.
What are some of the stories you've heard from those players?
Well, it's kind of fun. You hear I've played with Corey Pavin in a Ryder Cup event before, Lee Trevino. I had Fred Funk. Brant Jobe's son was actually, I think, getting his first start 2 years ago as a Major League Baseball player for the Detroit Tigers. And we're like watching him get ready, warm up for the game as we're playing our pro-am. So, it's unique to hear them talk about playing in the Masters and what that's like and hearing stories about a hole out. Like, I'm going to play, I think, with Michael Wright today, and I believe he holed out in Q school for the Champions Tour to qualify for the Champions Tour. So one shot changed this guy's entire life, which is, you just want the opportunity to be able to do that. And as a kicker, I understand one kick can change your life either way.
I was going to say, I mean, one kick, if it's good, you're good. If it's bad, ooh, might get cut, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're always one kick away from not having a job. It's just how it is. So you either can embrace the pressure and understand that that's just part of what it is, or if you let the pressure get to you too much, you probably won't have a job.
What's tougher, 50-yarder, you know, into the wind, crosswind maybe, or 5-foot downhill putt with greens rolling about a 13 and a half?
I'm just happy you didn't say an 80-yard wedge shot. you know, it's funny, is I'll take the 50-yard field goal any day of the week. And it's just because I think that's like what I'm used to doing professionally. And also putting in short game is kind of the worst part of my golf game. So we're putting a lot of time and effort into getting better and more consistent. I started putting the ball better yesterday. You know, it's been fun. The guys out here are really awesome. They're great to be around. They're fun. You know, this isn't a normal event for the Champions Tour players either, right? It's a little bit more of a grind for them because there's extra people in the field. They have to wait for set amateurs like myself to pick up a double bogey and move on to the next hole. But, you know, I think the cool part about it is you can watch them and learn and listen and make your game better just by being around them.
Do you like the fans and how close they're able to get around the golf course in an event like the Invited where – I mean, you might be asked for an autograph from hole to hole.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's part of the gig.
Yeah.
You know, like I always say to people, if they're not asking for my autograph, I did something really wrong and or I shouldn't be here. So, you know, it's nice to be able to get around the kids. Usually the weather will dictate how big the crowds get. But it's great to see fans in a different market and be able to – listen, there's fans everywhere. The National Football League is such a huge game now that – you know, it doesn't matter if you're in Dallas, there's still Bears and 49ers fans here, although it might be a majority of Cowboy fans.
I will say this, though. I'm a Cowboy season ticket holder. The last game I went to at AT&T Stadium against San Francisco, I want to say there might have been almost as many, you know, San Francisco fans as Cowboy fans.
Yeah, they travel really well. I mean, we try to turn every away game into a home game, and our fans – in San Francisco, did that in L.A. They did that in Dallas. You know, it helps when you're winning. You
true.
Know? If we were losing, I don't think many people would have bought the tickets. But it just speaks to the volume of how big the 49ers brand is and how the fans embrace wanting to take over a stadium. I remember when we played the Los Angeles Rams, it was a sea of red. There was no blue for the Week 17 game. I mean, the NFC Championship game, the Rams didn't allow Ticketmaster to sell the tickets because we played Saturday, they played Sunday. So, you know, it creates for some fun rivalries too.
Yeah.
But our fans have always been great in San Francisco.
Is there any trash talk on the field? And then is that different than trash talk on the golf course?
You know, I think there's always chirping going on. I don't think it's as nice on the football field as is a golf course. But you know, it's fun. Like that's part about being a competitor, right? And winning and losing with class. And you know, I think sometimes the fans are worse than the players.
Yeah. When you were playing with your buddies and stuff, maybe some teammates. Any side bets? Any bets out there on the course to make it interesting?
Yeah, we'd always bet. We'd always have some sort of money match. Nothing crazy. We'd probably do a 6 or 9 point game, dollar a point. Sometimes we'd do some close to the pins for a dollar. But if you three putted, you couldn't win. So, you know, it made for some fun banter on the course. But it also, you know, put you on edge a little bit. You know, just you wanted to win, and you always were chasing money, or all you had the lead, and you just kept putting the gas pedal down. And you know, but that's what makes it fun, right? You know, you can do press repress. You know, you can do the wolf game, which can get a little out of hand,
yeah.
Especially if you're the wolf and you lose. I've learned that hard way a couple
uh-oh,
times.
What happened?
Yeah, I was on a par three. I was the only one on the green. I had a nice 7-foot birdie putt. I was like, all right, I'm going to go by myself.
Lone wolf.
And somebody chipped in, and then I made birdie, and it's just the game of golf, right? Like,
yeah.
It's just how it goes. So, but, yeah, it's always fun to go out there and have fun with your buddies and do a little gambling.
Is it true that kickers are the best golfers?
I'd say pitchers might be. You know, they throw every 5 days, so they have probably a little bit more time than kickers do on their hands. But, you know, a lot of the MLB pitchers you see here, you have Smoltz, you have Mulder, Derek Lowe. I mean, Roger Clemens is a good stick. I'm trying to think who else is out here. Tommy Glavin's a really good stick. You know, a lot of those guys played on the road when they would travel. For us as kickers, we have a lot of time on our hands and like to play. Also, our bodies aren't as beat up on a Monday after a game as some of these other guys that play certain positions. So, I would say pitchers and kickers are definitely at the top of that list. But then you have Ray Allen, who's a really good player. You know, you have Marty Fish, tennis player, who's a really good player. So, there's a lot of Adam Thielen, who's a wide receiver, is a scratch golfer. I mean, you have a lot of really good people that I think just fall in love with the game, and that's what's so unique about the sport is every day is different.
Every day is different, and I think that's something too. I mean, you one day you might have it, and the next day you don't, mm-hmm. and then the third day it might show up again, right?
Yeah.
Is that kind of like kicking too?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that's life, right? Like some things bounce your way, sometimes it doesn't. I think you get out of it what you put into it. So, you know, the more you practice, the better you're going to get. A lot of people don't have the time to go and practice. So what they do is they show up to the golf course and go right to the first tee. Well, where most shots are probably won and lost, I'll say, on a golf course is 100 yards and in.
That 80 yards wedge shot you were talking about.
I had 91 yards on hole two. I was one under through eight holes. And I had to think, oh, geez, I bet my third shot was about 140 yards back to the green instead of the 90-yard shot that I had before. But as amateurs, we think, let's go hit the driver. This is cool. Let me see how far I can smack it. But then, you know, you really might only get, if it's an all-driver course, you're only going to get 14 of those. Potentially.
Right.
And out of those 14, you're probably not going to get 14 of them based on the course. So, you know, yeah, do you have to be good off the tee? Absolutely. But with that being said, amateur golfers are going to go to the driving range and they're going to hit 100 tee shots as opposed to hitting like 50 wedge shots or going to the putting green and hitting the putting green. It's just not as sexy. You know what I mean? Like everyone wants to see how far they hit it. That's just how it goes.
What's the best part of your game?
You know, I'm a scramble golfer. I am always in it. You know, I don't know if I've just learned to be that way. Lately my strength has been my driver and irons. My weak link right now, just because I'm haven't played, is really my wedge game. If you can get off the driver here and put it in the fairway, you'll have a chance to make a lot of pars.
During the season, were you able to play off days? Or would you kind of stay away from it?
I would play during the beginning of the season, training camp, and the beginning of the year. I would taper it and probably wouldn't play much towards the end just because my body was hurting a little bit more. I also, in training camp, I wanted to get away from football, and I didn't want to just sit in a house. So to me, it was almost like, hey, let's go to the golf course, walk around, and do something that was not football-related. So I was pretty lucky to be in San Francisco where they had a lot of really good golf around me to be able to just take a quick day trip somewhere. So that was nice to be able to go play like Pebble Beach and Paso Tiempo. And you have Olympic Club up there. You had San Francisco golf. Cal Club might be my favorite of all time. The hang, the course, like everything was awesome about Cal Club.
Harding Park
was great. There's a nostalgia to the public golf there, especially at Harding Park. But I think for me, it was just an escape from doing something that shouldn't be as stressful in golf, but sometimes it was.
First time you played Pebble, what were your thoughts?
You know, I booked my first trip to Pebble during a really bad year we had with the Bears. We weren't going to make the playoffs. I think it was like November. We were already out. I don't know. We were like 2-8. There was no chance we were making the playoffs. So I booked a trip to Pebble with my buddy. And I got out there, and I was like, man, this is really cool, right? The first shot is like a hybrid off the first tee. And then you have the long par five that you can get there in two, potentially, if you had a nice drive. And then you really start the swing of holes, I'll say, along the beach. And very scenic, very unique. Some of the toughest golf holes you're going to probably face. And, you know, I think just the, like that whole peninsula, you have Monterey Peninsula, you have Cypress Point, you have Spyglass, you have Pebble Beach. So there's just a lot of really good vistas and a lot of really good, like Monterey Peninsula has a par three over the ocean.
Yeah.
Like that's, like how cool is that?
That
right?
is pretty sweet.
But I enjoyed Pebble. I thought Pebble was an awesome walk. It was really cool. We were finishing as the sun was setting, so that was kind of unique. It was a long walk for sure, but it was definitely one that was enjoyable.
When this guy is playing golf, Robbie Gould's going to stop everything and watch.
Oh, Freddie Couples. I had Freddie Couples as a captain of a Ryder Cup event last summer. And it was Ernie Els versus Freddie Couples, U.S. versus International. And Freddie Couples' swing was just unbelievable.
Is it pure?
It's so good. And Ernie Els was just as good.
Yeah.
The Big Easy, like, it was just as good. And it was so fun to watch them move the golf ball around and how pure they hit it. I got a chance to play with Bryson DeChambeau down in the Greenbrier for a LIV Golf Pro-Am. That was a lot of fun watching how far he hit it. Kind of talking to him about the science, which was really cool to talk about. I think he was telling me, you know, the longer irons when it's raining, because the ball is going to climb up the face, isn't going to go as far, but you'll be okay on your lower irons, which I never really thought about. Because I was, you know, listen, he's a geek. Like, he's a golf geek.
He is a mad scientist on the golf course, isn't he?
And it's so cool to hear him just talk about how he became that guy. And, you know, he's the quintessential guy of learning, like, what your strengths and what your weaknesses are. And he's like, Robbie, I knew I wasn't going to be the best technical guy potentially, so I had to come up with what worked for me. So, you know, he's a big science guy, loves science, and to hear him talk about, you know, how he figures pace on the greens and how he manipulates his clubs to be the same swing, and there's something to that, right? And I think that's what's cool about the game of golf is you can always tinker to manipulate your game to fit your game or your swing. So that was a lot of fun. Man, I'm trying to think who else would I stop to play, like just watch. Jim Furyk, he shot 59, I believe, at the BMW Championship, which was right across the highway from the Bears facility. Fluff ended up coming in to get some work done, and I was busting his chops like, man, your job was pretty tough yesterday, huh? 59, just walk and carry a bag. So the next day he came in and he's like, oh, yeah, it looks like your job's pretty hard as a kicker too, right? So it was cool to hear the story about, you know, he could have shot probably 55.
Jeez.
You know, it was pretty cool to hear, like, the run through of the round just off of a pin sheet.
Yeah.
But Jim's swing is unique, and it's fun to be able to watch him move the golf ball around. Rory swings smooth, so compact. But yeah, I mean, listen, I just love the game of golf. I could watch it all day long. I could play it all day long. And there's so many life lessons in one round of golf that I think you learn about yourself. You learn about your personality. But also, I'm not cashing a check, so it should be fun.
Have you ever thought about maybe trying to work on the game to where you could end up cashing a check? I mean, I know Smoltz wanted to try it.
You know, my game's not like that. If I put in a lot of time and effort, could I become a player on this tour? I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say that I could. But what I do enjoy, I will say, is now being retired, accepting a head football coaching job in Illinois. You know, golf is an escape for me. You know what I mean? I have three kids. We're chasing them in three baseball teams and lacrosse games. So we're in the thick of, like, running around all the time. And golf is just that perfect escape to just get away and go hang out with my buddies and not think about, you know, what player we're going to run against Peak in the first week, or, hey, what's the lineup for baseball for an eight-year-old baseball game. But, yeah, man, I love the game. Absolutely love it.
We talked about some of the courses you played out in California. What about up in Chicago area? Chicago Golf, I mean, Olympia Fields.
Chicago Golf is as pure as it gets. Rich Harvest Farms is a cool experience. I just played with Phil Mickelson there during the LIV Golf Pro-Am. That was a lot of fun. he was teaching me a lot about the short game, helping me, which was pretty cool for nine holes. Listen, Butler National, solid. You know, the Medina Country Club, where I'm a member, they just redid number three. They're getting the President's Cup there in 26. You know, and then you have some really nice, I just started, I never really had the time to do it, but I just started playing a lot of the public courses there and doing some of this, like, golf ratings. Like, Cog Hill, Dubs Dread is awesome. It's one of my, it might be one of my favorite public courses there. The Glen Club's nice. You know, you can go the whole way up to McRae and Gray's Lake in the northwest side of Chicago. But there's, I mean, there's so much golf in all, like, New York had the same thing when I played for the Giants. You know, you had all the Sabonics, the Wingfoot, Bethpage Black. Yeah, like, there's just so many.
Wingfoot.
But yeah, you can go. Here's what's cool about it. Like, you can literally go to any city or any vacation and play a really nice round of golf or just play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Chicago, I think Chicago's, the, to me, I'm biased, but I think it's the greatest golf city in America. And, you know, lucky to get a chance to play a lot of those really good courses.
Cubs or White Sox, and why is it the Cubs?
Cubs all day.
I'm with you. I'm a lifelong Cub fan.
Yeah, I married into a Cubs family, but I also did a lot of stuff for the Cubs early on in my career in Chicago, and I've been able to throw out the first pitch.
Have you sung the every safe inning stretch?
Yeah, you know, what's cool is, like, when I did it, when I started doing it, it was by myself. And then I started having kids, and I, you know, I have a picture of my oldest son in my arms throwing the pitch. And then I have them till now they're 10 and they're grown up and they're on the mound with me. And I don't know if I just set a bad precedent for them, because every time we go, we're like, Dad, are we going on the mound? Are we going on the mound? But it's a great organization. They treat everyone really well there, and it is by far the best baseball park in MLB.
I agree 100%. Where were you when they won the World Series?
You know, I got signed by the Giants. When they won the National League, I was in London getting ready to play my first game with the Giants. And then I came back, and I was in New York playing for the Giants when they won the they took the two-week stretch there for the World Series. But yeah, I mean, they broke a 100-year curse. I mean, it was good for the city. They've seen all the Blackhawks championships. They've been to a Bears Super Bowl without a win, and then they won obviously in 85. The White Sox won in 2005, so they've seen a lot, and this was like the one I think everyone couldn't wait to have happen.
Last couple of questions for you. Favorite golf course you've ever played? You might have already said it.
Oh, man, favorite golf course. That's really hard. Well, Augusta was fun. I enjoyed playing Augusta. Favorite golf course of all time. I like Cal Club. Cal Club in California is really good. I think it's pure. I love the walk. The clubhouse is great. The hang's really cool. Yeah, I'm going to go with Cal Club.
Okay. All right. Now, fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others you could play a round of golf with.
Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods.
Man, you got two goats right off the bat.
Yeah, well, Michael Jordan was like, and I've had the chance to meet Michael, but Michael was my favorite athlete of all time growing up.
Yeah.
Just, I was the kid in the driveway, 3, 2, 1, you know, hitting the last shot. Tiger Woods, I would just love to be able to watch his game up close for a round. And then the fourth, I'm going to bring Joe Maddon with me for the fourth. I got to meet Joe, but I didn't have any, like, I love his personality. I love hearing his stories. So I'll take Joe Maddon for my fourth.
That's perfect. Robbie, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Traveling to Fayetteville to watch a game? Forgot to book a room for the night? Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group has you covered. Stay where the real fans stay. Staybridge Suites is just south of Baum Walker Stadium and is an all-suite hotel within walking distance of Baum Walker, Bud Walton, Bogle Park, and Razorback Stadium. Or you could stay at the Comfort Inn and Suites with the newly remodeled rooms throughout the entire property. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. When you need an overnight place to stay anywhere in Arkansas, check out bphotels.com first. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels.
That's all the time for this edition of From the Shortgrass. I want to thank Robbie Gould for his time. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You've been listening to From the Shortgrass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.